Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. It might seem hard to imagine a way to reconcile the interests of environmentalists and the energy industry. But as Veronica Davidov, assistant professor of anthropology at Monmouth University, reveals, there are places where the two have arrived at mutually beneficial arrangements.
An ecolodge down the road from an oil pipe or an open pit mine next to a national park sounds like a strange paradox. But in reality, it is not. I study how ecotourism and resource extraction, so oil production, mining, logging, coexist in the same landscapes. My colleague Bram Buescher and I edited a volume of ethnographic studies showing how such situations arise. Academic research has usually focused on ecotourism and resource extraction as opposite and incompatible. Instances where they converged are imagined to be temporary tense situations where eventually one type of industry will prevail. But reality is more complicated. First of all, increasingly, ecotourism and extraction projects are funded by the same institutions. Often oil companies themselves create ecotourism or other conservation projects around their concessions to comply with environmental offset policies or to maintain an image of a green corporation. Secondly, the idea of ecotourism at odds with extraction may only be in our minds. All around the world, locals participate in both industries often at the same time. For them, it's all a part of making a living. For example, Quechua Indians in the Ecuadorian Amazon, a popular ecotourism destination, have worked for oil companies since the 1930s. It is oil roads that bring tourists into the rainforest today, and many Quechua have labored both in the oil fields and in the forest as eco-guides. Some Quechua communities use computer centers built by oil companies to create websites for their ecotourism businesses. At the same time, many villages in the area were motivated by unfair labor practices and oil spills to become politically active and to choose ecotourism as their primary pursuit. Similarly, in Intag, in the Ecuadorian Andes, it is precisely the threat of mining that inspired a flourishing ecotourism project on the same land. The relationship between ecotourism and resource extraction in Ecuador and beyond is not simple, but it demonstrates that these industries do coexist and how their convergence, or nexus as we call it, affects local people can vary dramatically.
That was Veronica Davidov of Monmouth University.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.